So today I had a very interesting conversation, and it is one of the conversations that I have not really thought about. But cut long story short, it was basically about women dying old and lonely because they refuse to go out of the norm and marry somebody in jail. Okay, I understand that people, they say make mistakes, but if you're intentionally plotting on killing someone, I don't really think that is a mistake. I think that you planned on doing it. And I'm supposed to take my good life, my good judgment, and marry somebody that actually stepped out and did some craziness. I don't think so. Like I said, I was having a conversation with a friend, and this is what this man said. You know, I told him, okay, yeah, so from a kid, you know, girls do this a lot. We plan our wedding. We plan how we want our wedding to go. We plan what we want in our wedding. We plan our dresses. So, you know, I said that, you know, out of fun facts and all that. And this man literally threw back in my face. I don't know if it was to be vicious or if it was to be courteous or some sort. But my thing is, you don't throw something in someone's face and expect for them to genuinely want to speak to you after that. I literally was like, you know what, I'll talk to you later. Maybe I should have just said, what, the conversation that we're having, I do not like it, and I would rather us speak later. I know how I am, and I know how I take things, and I prefer to just end the conversation and just leave this person alone. It is not that I don't like confrontation, it is just, I feel as though certain things, you're an adult, you should know what to say to people and what not to say to people. I got called close-minded, and I realized that, yeah, I see why these girls friendzone you. You don't have any filter at all. You don't know how to speak to people, and that's why you get friendzoned. I mean, maybe I'm taking it too sensitive or whatever, but telling somebody that they're closed-minded when you yourself don't even know that person that well, now that is a little bit harsh in my opinion. But I'm not a closed-minded individual, and your opinion at this very moment really sucks. And you can take your opinion and shove it up your ass, because that's where it fucking belongs. And given the fact that we don't know each other that well, we're just having a conversation, and you're coming out of your face saying some off-the-wall crap, and I'm supposed to sit here and be on the phone with you and speak to you, is just not something that I wish to do. So I literally, like I said, I hung up the phone because I find him very draining. And that's what I did. And speaking about this to whoever is listening, I feel better doing that because I don't want to literally burden down people that I know. And I find that speaking to people that I know has become very draining for me nowadays. So my opinion is this. Well, I ask of this. If a woman does not want to date a man that comes out of jail, that is her prerogative. You know, that's what she wants to do. She doesn't want to date somebody that comes out of jail. Because in the back of our heads, we're thinking, what if one day this man flips and goes back into his old ways. So I'm supposed to not be judgmental and literally sit there and what? Deal with somebody that's in jail? Like, no. I wouldn't do it. And that's just my personal preference. I'm not dealing with nobody that came out of jail. I'm just not doing it. And that's what I choose not to do. I barely want to deal with somebody that works a 9-to-5. Not because it's a 9-to-5, but because men cheat. Some men cheat, not all, I suppose. But I just prefer to really keep to myself. And I guess it's because I'm having like a growth, a spiritual growth moment, where I just want to be by myself and enjoy my own company and just learn to love myself all over again. I mean, if somebody comes along, they come along. But like I said, and I'm going to clear this part up, where you can date a dude that's working a 9-to-5 and you can trust him with everything in you, and yet he still betrays you. Okay? So therefore, you just keep to yourself and you do what you gotta do for you. You clear your mind. And if I find love, I find love. If I don't, then so be it. But I'm not going to sit here and entangle myself with somebody that I don't know what the hell they did with their life. And they wind up messing up their life, and now I have to sit there and rebuild with them. I don't want to do that.